and welcome to this episode of Ways to Change the Workplace with myself, Preena Shah. I love what I do. I'm a global leadership coach, a consultant, a trainer, a keynote speaker, a podcaster. I help you to develop your leaders, your teams, and I help you to optimize your organizational cultures. I'm here to help you find ways to change your workplace. Why? Because we spend more time in our waking day at work than we do with our loved ones. It has to be a good place to be. So in this podcast, you can expect a mix of interviews with amazing thought leaders and then some solo episodes from myself as well. Get ready.
Hello, Preena here. In this episode of Ways to Change Your Workplace, it is the end of the financial year here in Australia. And I have an activity, a reflective activity for everybody to consider, whether it be the end of the financial year, the end of a project, the end of key milestones, or whatever. So I talk about the concept of postmortems a lot and pre-mortems, but I'll talk about postmortems. So a postmortem after a project is really important to do, or at the end of the financial year, it's really important to do to gain an understanding of how people felt and where people are at now, and essentially to learn about everything that has worked well or not worked well. And I'm going a little bit deeper with you today because of the fact that it is the end of the financial year here in Australia, and I want to give you a little bit more in terms of an activity. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, check out the YouTube video explainer of this as well, because it's more of a training session, essentially. And for the people who are listening on audio, this image in front of me, I have a quadrant. And against the axes, I have achievement versus pride. And I've titled it Reflect on the Year. But like I said, you can reflect at the end of projects or milestones, however you want to use this, go forth and use this. So before your session, ask your team to consider their answers to this grid that I'm talking to and to bring their answers to share. Now, I recommend you do this if you don't have a seasoned facilitator, such as myself, and if you are facilitating this activity yourself, I recommend that you ask people to do this activity beforehand themselves, because some people need extra time to think. Some people are easily influenced by others, and you really don't want that kind of groupthink to happen. And some people just really need to work out what they have been thinking about and working on over the whole process of a year. So without further ado, before this session, ask your team to consider their answers to this grid and bring their answers to share. In the bottom left quadrant is what I'm calling what felt like low achievement and low pride for you. So I'm calling this failed this. In the top left quadrant, we have what felt like high achievement and low pride for you. We did this. In the bottom right quadrant, we've got what felt like high pride but low achievement for you. And I'm calling this glad it happened. And then in the top right quadrant, we have what felt like high achievement and high pride for you. And we're calling this nailed this. So by asking these questions or using a seasoned facilitator, this activity will really help you as a leader to uncover what individuals think went well and not so well from their own perspectives. It will allow you to have an open discussion about the year or the project that has been with a really refreshing lens. It will allow you to plan for your next year or your next milestones or your next projects. And bonus, as a leader, you are going to learn the pain points of your team and you're going to learn how to further support them as well. So have a look at the video again, familiarize yourself with it if you're going to ask your team to consider responding to this activity. For people listening on the podcast, on the Ways to Change Your Workplace podcast, I am going to link the YouTube explainer to it. And for people who are watching on YouTube, Well done. Check it out, go forth, share this video with your team, do the activity, and see the conversation that comes. So here's to a workplace with less lousy leaders, no toxic teams, and no crappy cultures, because I'm here to support you to find good ways to change your workplace. And I'll see you in the next episode.
All details about this episode are in the show notes. If you like this episode, I'd like you to take a moment and think about at least two people who might enjoy it. And please share the episode details with them too. Also, don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and on Instagram. I am Prina.Shah. See you there too.